All right, we're recording.
What? We weren't recording this entire time?
Nope.
I thought we were almost done with the episode.
Yeah.
God damn. All right, fine. Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
Jeff.
Dave.
How you doing, Jeff?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm crushing it with elbow patches on my sweater.
You are? In like a burnt orange?
Pumpkin, I like to consider it.
I feel like that's less flattering.
Burnt orange sounds a lot better.
Are you saying you look like a pumpkin?
No, I'm saying the color is pumpkin, not that I look like a pumpkin.
I don't know. I feel like it's a darker orange than that.
It could be.
More burnt, if you ask me.
You just like saying the word burnt, don't you?
Yeah, I like describing it as burnt orange.
All right.
Looks good, though. Thanks. Elbow patches are working.
I'm glad. I didn't know that they were there until, like, 2 days ago, and I've owned this for 2 years.
How often do you wear it?
Not very frequently, obviously.
That makes sense, I should say.
Yeah.
What about you there, fella?
Pretty good. I got a huge confidence boost this weekend, so I'm looking forward to telling you all about it.
I wish I could say that I was looking forward to hearing it, but
Don't lie to America.
Mm-mm. Actually, you know what? Maybe I am looking forward to hearing this one.
Shit.
Shit, sorry.
I'm just wondering what the hell.
Well, I mean, given that his confidence is usually pretty flimsy to begin with, it's not really a high bar to clear.
Well, I guess we'll
hear about it shortly. Shortly has come. Dave?
All right, so...
Talk to me.
I mean, it's a well-known fact that in the Lisa-Dave combo, I am the lesser half.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Right?
That's clear?
Yeah. I mean, that's clear to anybody who's ever met you, heard you talk, seen you. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a well-known fact that in the blank your name here, Dave, combo...
Yeah,
you're the reacher, not the settler.
Correct, exactly. So anyway, me and Lisa, we went to Bryant Park. They have the whole Winter Village set up.
Going there this weekend.
It's delicious.
Was the crepe place there?
Unfortunately, I did not see it, but Waffles and Dingies is there.
Waffles and Dingies is fine, but I can get that year-round. I want me some crepes.
Yeah. I had empanadas. I had tacos. I had, what else? I had churros stuffed with Nutella. That was delicious.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop the presses. Are you serious?
Yeah, that was real good.
That sounds awesome.
It was awesome. I waited online for like a half hour for those, but it was all right.
Yeah, you'll do that, Brian.
It was worth it.
Did you get the hot apple cider?
She did. I did.
That hot apple cider was the reason that my friends and I started doing that every year, just for that.
I went to...
It's real good cider.
I had the best, I know you can't have this, but the best hot chocolate I've ever had in my entire life there.
And that's a really bold...
Dude, it was amazing.
It was just packets of Swiss Miss. They didn't tell him any different.
No. This hot chocolate was undeniable, like the best. And it came with a freshly made marshmallow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty intense.
You can do marshmallows.
Oh, I often do. You don't end up looking like a marshmallow without eating a bunch of marshmallows.
You actually have a similar tone.
I do. Yeah, well...
A similar tone to a marshmallow.
We're both so white that we get made fun of by Elmer's glue.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Just so people are aware, the hot chocolate I had, the company is called Chocolate by the Bald Man, Max Brenner. I don't know if you ever heard of him, if you're like a Food Network guy.
Never.
You may have heard of him. I don't know. Someone out there may have.
Well,
best hot chocolate I've ever had. It was delicious. Anyway, so.
By the way, thank you for calling it hot chocolate.
And not hot cocoa?
Yeah, because people that call it cocoa are what is wrong with America, just so you know.
Well, I mean, I have no horse in this race, so I don't care one way or the other, but why is that?
It's just something about them.
Is it because they sound like they are 4 years old?
Yeah, people that call it cocoa, it's just something. It's the same. It's like people that take. People that take out their iPads when they're somewhere to take video with their iPad, that drives me fucking crazy. That drives me crazy that people do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it really...
Walking around with your iPad like this, taking a video.
I've got three people that have been married into the family that have direct relatives that do that. It bothers the crap out of me.
Bothers the shit out of me.
Every single, like, you know, christening, they're always there in the aisle with the iPad. But,
all right,
oh, so annoying.
So I was firmly on your side up until I heard something about apparently it's way easier for old people to do it because it's a much bigger viewfinder. How old are these people?
They're not old. They're like 50, 60 years
then
old.
That should be instant grounds for divorce. Old. That's how that... They should not be allowed to have an iPad. They should be given back their flip phones. Take your pictures with your Motorola Razr the way that God intended you to, you jitterbug-using weirdo.
If you need...
Love it.
If you need a viewfinder that fucking big, let somebody else take the photo.
Oh, I am.
Give it up.
And please, please don't get behind the wheel of a car. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
You know that those people have it flipped. They're using the front camera. They're just filming their own fucking face the whole time. Like, you know that that's what's going on.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. I can't stand people that take fucking videos and photos with their tablets.
Yeah, it's super annoying.
They're second only to people that call it Coco.
Okay.
Hot cocoa is not much better.
No.
But cocoa really boils my blood.
Now, what if you're referring to Ice-T's wife?
I'm talking strictly about the drink.
Okay, so if I say, did you see that latest episode of Ice-T and Coco?
No.
Which
I'm not
entirely sure is still a show, but I know it was at one point.
I don't think it is anymore. She's weird looking, by the way.
Yeah, but I don't care because she's married to Ice-T, who is a delight.
And is in my favorite commercial of the year.
Yes.
The Ice-T at a lemonade stand. Uh-huh. Oh, shit, yes. That commercial was genius.
So good.
The first 78 times I saw it, I laughed my ass off. So, Dave, sorry.
Oh, no, this is what
again,
I
thank
on.
You for calling it hot chocolate and not calling it fucking cocoa.
You're welcome. 1 point for Dave. Anyway, so we're walking around, whatever. I don't know where we're headed. Doesn't matter. I see a gentleman sitting on a bench by himself, eating something. He was a large man. Not that it matters, but it adds to the story. We're walking.
How large
by.
Was he?
Well, let's just say larger than you and larger than you.
Wow. How about the two of us combined?
About right.
Like, wait. Larger than him vertically and me circumferentially?
Definitely
circumferentially.
Circumferentially, yes. Height-wise, I'm not sure he was sitting, so difficult to judge.
Okay.
I would guess maybe your height.
Okay.
Older gentleman, probably in his, I'd say, 40s to 50s.
Okay.
All right? So we're walking towards him, and he just says, oh, Merry Christmas. So I don't think anything of it. We're at a Christmas village, so I respond back, oh, Merry Christmas to you, too. And Lisa does the same. And then he says...
Your first
weird.
Mistake, man.
Yeah,
you're in
I
Manhattan.
Know.
You don't respond to the weirdos that are talking to you.
Yeah, I know. I realized that quickly.
And Lisa's from New Jersey. I'm surprised she didn't say fuck you to him.
So anyway... I think
listen,
she was just...
your mama, Luke. What are you doing over here?
So anyway, then he goes, are you two together? So now I'm assuming he's about to go, right after this, he's going to go hit on her. All right?
Or look at you and be like, how? And why? Yeah.
Which would be hitting on her, right?
Does he have, like, pictures of you doing something unsavory?
I don't know.
What's going on here?
So he asks us this, and we both go, yes. Like, pretty much simultaneously we say yes. And then, this is where it takes a turn. He goes... Well, you are one lucky girl.
Took a turn to the sexies where it took a turn.
Wow.
And just the way he said it, Lisa just literally laughed in his face. Like
that's awesome.
I just laughed in his
that
face,
is awesome.
which simultaneously made him feel like shit and me feel
yeah.
like shit.
Yeah.
All right, like simultaneously.
Her streak of tearing Dave down continues.
So then after she stopped laughing, which took a good 20 minutes for her to stop laughing at this, I was like, you know, that is one of the biggest compliments a guy can get is getting hit on by the same gender. I think, you know, like the same gender hits on you. I think that's the biggest compliment.
I don't know. I think regardless of gender, the attractiveness of the person rates rates the compliment.
Well, yeah. Well, like, in that case, this like would this, not be
like
good
a fat homeless guy sitting on a bench in the park complimenting you. No offense, buddy. Not that big a deal.
Unless, of course, if he's slapping one titty.
Well, yeah. As he's doing. He had plenty of titty to go around. Yeah. So.
Of course, you know, to every rule there must be an exception. Yeah. I was making generalities.
Yeah, if there's one hobo who's licking his own nipple and telling you that your girlfriend's a lucky lady,
yeah,
then you know you've really struck gold.
But yeah, this is what boosted my confidence this weekend.
That's
whether or not it should have. For you. You know, it did.
You don't remember what he was eating?
No. He was eating something fast and furiously.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how we get down.
Yeah. But yeah.
Too fast, too furious pizza.
Yeah. But yeah, Lisa's reaction was stellar.
Of course.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, she's really good at
just staring me down.
Just dropping trout, laying a stinking log of truth on your face.
You know what's a nice thing to do at that? At that Winter Park,
mm-hmm.
or what's it called? Winter Village?
Winter Village.
It's the Bryant Park Winter Village.
The Bryant Park Winter Village is proposed. It's very romantic.
Yeah, why didn't you do that, Dave? I mean, I'm assuming you didn't.
Well, I didn't bring a ring, so that probably has something to do.
You could have gotten one there, I'm sure.
Yeah, they did have a lot of jewelry.
Was the puppet stand back?
Puppet stand. I did not see a puppet stand.
Did you ride the merry-go-round?
I looked at it. I wanted to, and Lisa said no.
That she didn't want to, or that you were not allowed?
I think it was more for the latter. That I was not allowed, yeah.
That's fucked up.
She actually went on it all by herself and told him to stay down
here. She's such a savage. I can see her doing that.
Her and the guy from the bench, you know?
Yeah. They're like, oh, we're just going to go ride this merry-go-round and make fun of you. You stay fucking put.
That's essentially what happened.
So, yeah. Well, listen, congratulations.
Ah, thank you.
I'm glad that happened for you.
Yeah. I was excited about it.
Yeah.
So excited I made sure it was the first story we told today.
I gotta say, though, based on, because I did see some pictures from your city trip.
Oh, yeah. They're terrible.
There's one where the two of you are kissing and your face looks real weird.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's the sort of face you make when you are drinking a milkshake that was made completely wrong. You're like, nah.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was real weird.
No, there was some bad pictures.
That face when you expect water and it's like Sprite and you're like, what is this?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
That lime taste is usually delicious, but right now it's gross.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
No, I think it has something to do with the cold. You know, I don't do well with the cold or the heat or perfect temperatures. I just don't do well in any of that.
You're just climate and you, no matter what it is, it's a burden.
Heat's not so good. Cold's not so good.
Mm-hmm. Just room temperature.
Doesn't look that great in daylight or at night.
Exact copies of me, not a good thing.
Yeah.
Not
God,
a good thing.
No, please, no. We don't need a clone.
But I am a relatively good-looking guy in general. Just when you take a picture of me, it just doesn't look right.
All right, don't be tooting your own horn over there, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm a good-looking guy in general, people.
So,
uh-huh. So sure thing.
So we know that
you slut.
You tongue-tied him right there. He was so frustrated at your comment. So, all right, so we know Dave goes to portly gay gentlemen for his compliments.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What about you? What's your, like, wheelhouse? What group of people compliments you the most?
Usually everybody, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I get a lot of...
Way to be specific.
Dave, I can't narrow it down to just one group of old hobos like you can. You know, you actually are probably my single largest source of compliments. I mean that, like, volume of compliments.
That was not a backhand.
No,
I gotcha.
No.
I appreciate it.
No. So, volume of compliments, not volume of person.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Jeff? Besides your wife and children.
My wife. No,
I was say, definitely
no fucking
not his
way.
Wife.
I know I can always go to mom for a compliment, which I barely have to fish for that one. My kids are great, especially my son. Like, he'll ask me about something and dad, you know, I'll be like, I'm too fat for that, buddy. He's like, Dad, you're not fat. That's just the way you were made. I'm like, thanks, man. Like, that makes me feel good. I mean, you're fucking wrong, but it still makes me feel good.
Yo, can you go wake him up real quick and have him tell me that? I bet that would feel real good.
Just be like, man. Oh, no, you're not fat. That's just the way you were made.
I would record that and just listen to that.
I know.
Every gonna, day.
I'd make that my ringtone.
Yeah. But if I were to go with a group of people, it's black women between the ages of 45 and 60. They love me.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do. They love me.
I can see
you definitely have the best group out of all of us.
No, I have the best group because it's Jeff.
No, yeah, I disagree.
I agree with him.
All right. Well, I disagree.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, that's fine.
Although, I don't know. I've never been complimented by a husky homosexual fella.
Mm-hmm. I have. It's you're better.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So husky heterosexual is better than husky homosexual?
I mean, I'm not saying it's...
Careful.
First of all...
This is turning into a hate rally real quick. The way, depending on how you asking. Answer that.
Yeah, no. They're both equally charming, and I believe everyone should do whatever they want as long as nobody's getting hurt. Dave, yeah, God.
Okay, just making sure.
almost had to give you guys the rogue passphrase real quick. send us into a rewrite. So that's a pretty nice weekend, man.
Yeah. Then went to the Rockfalls Christmas tree, of course.
That's where the weird sucky face picture happened.
Yep, that's where that happened.
Okay. Which is cool, because it was weird and cliche all at the same time.
Yeah.
It was a delight.
Oh, yeah.
I love that tree.
It's a good tree.
It's a good tree.
But I hate going there.
Oh, it was miserable.
It's so goddamn crowded.
This was the worst. I go almost every year. This was the worst I've ever been a part of.
Good, looking forward to it.
Yeah, we went... We went to the Macy's, you know, we take the kids to Santa Land at Macy's.
Oh,
I'll be going there on Saturday.
It took, do
I
you
go
have
get
an,
my, I go get my picture taken with Santa and everything. It's great.
Do you have an appointment?
I'm going to, yeah.
You're going to make one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we waited over 3.5 hours.
Nah, that's not, well, how, that's not how this guy plays.
Awesome.
I wanted to kill myself.
Oh, man.
Next year, it's appointment only.
Yeah. Past 2 years, I've done appointments because it's so much better.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. And yeah, wow. I'm a 33-year-old man who goes and takes a picture with Santa.
Not having that goddamn appointment made us miss dinner, threw off the whole schedule, and I didn't get halal, guys.
Wow. Ooh.
Needless to say, I was not pleased.
Mm. Yeah, no.
Rightfully so.
So, have you ever been to the Top of the Rock?
Yes.
During Christmas time?
Yes.
Nope. Never been at any point.
Really?
Wow. Yep.
I'm surprised
because you
at
have
that.
Something against it, or because you just rather not.
It feels a little too touristy for me.
Okay. Have you ever been to the top of Empire State Building?
No.
Okay. Just asking.
I hear you about it being touristy,
but it's pretty fucking cool. I hope you hear me in general. I'm sitting right across the way from you,
and not because I think you might be right, because it absolutely is very touristy.
Mm-hmm.
But to go up there and be able to look down on just the complete spectacle that mm-hmm. is Rockefeller Center, and to be able to see the Empire State Building
yep.
lit up around Christmas time, it's
really beautiful.
It honestly, trust me when I tell you, it's worth the trip to do once.
Yep.
I wouldn't say it's this thing that you need to make a tradition and go see every year, but if you're going to go to Rockefeller Center and brave that fucking unmitigated disaster anyway, go right on the side. Go right on the side of... that's 30. That's
yeah,
30
Rock.
Yeah. Go right on the side there. Go inside and go to the top. It's
awesome.
It's worth it to see it once. It's absolutely worth it to see it once.
All right.
Yeah.
What you ever do the Statue of Liberty and stuff?
Nope.
I've never done that either.
I did the Statue of Liberty once, or at least I attempted to. And as we were about to go up to the top, there was a bomb scare, so I had to leave the Statue of Liberty.
Yikes.
Now, was there an actual bomb scare, using bomb scare as a euphemism for you feeling like you're going to poop?
Nope. There was an actual bomb scare.
That's way more disappointing.
Yes.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that you thought you were going to shit in your pants.
No. No.
Kind of bomb scary and get behind.
I feel like that one
not
is...
Not literally,
I
though,
feel like that one is real touristy, but again...
I was young. It was like a class trip type thing.
All right,
thing.
That's...
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like I've avoided it for 33 years. I don't really need to go do it now.
The Statue of Liberty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Mm. I agree.
I mean, especially since Ghostbusters 2, it's obviously been replaced since then. Because Ghostbusters 2 is a documentary, right?
Obviously.
Yeah, featuring the greatest song in any movie ever. Bobby Brown's On Our Own.
Okay.
It's a fact, by the way.
I'll have to catch myself up on that one.
You should.
I do it now. But
you know the song?
Yeah, I do. I'm giving David a look of disapproval right now.
Yeah, just another thing he doesn't know.
Yep.
Yeah.
God.
But it is. On Our Own, Bobby Brown, Ghostbusters 2.
Put it on my list.
Can you think of a better movie song?
Off the top of my head, no.
See? What about you?
No.
What is the greatest song from a movie, in your opinion?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. The noises you hear in the background, that's my brain.
Did you kind of think he was going to come out with Eye of the Tiger?
No, because I figured since he doesn't watch movies at all, he wouldn't even know what a Rocky was.
No, I've watched Rocky.
Yeah, he's definitely seen Rocky.
Yeah.
I've never seen Rocky.
Wow.
Really?
Facts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Incredible.
I've read the screenplay. I was sick the week that they showed the movie, and I just never... Up until now, I keep forgetting about
it. It's a good movie.
It's supposed to be a very good movie.
Yeah, it's a very good movie.
Lean on Me.
Wow. All
right, so moving on, because Dave just ruins America.
Yeah, please, just go to another.
I enjoyed that movie. I enjoyed that song. That song's
you
good.
Made me not even want to ask Ed what his favorite song from a movie is.
Well, he just told you.
I did?
Yeah. You agreed with him when you said it was the greatest, and you said yes.
Well,
I couldn't think of another one that would be better off the top of my head. That's
because it doesn't exist, but there's a difference between greatest and favorite.
Are we talking about a song that is not necessarily part of the movie, but is just playing like a popular song of the day that is just playing in there?
It's got to be a song. It's got to be a song from a movie. Like On Our Own talks about Vigo and proton packs.
Yeah.
You know?
It does.
So it's got to be from a movie.
I mean, then you can go into like Disney stuff for me, like Be Our Guest. That was fucking awesome, too.
Yeah, well, that's what I was getting to. Are you looking for something that's like...
Those count.
Okay. Yeah, like Be Our Guest.
Those count.
I'd have to put that above.
And knowing all of that, knowing full well, On Our Own, greatest song from a movie of all time. Give it a quick listen on your ride home, and you'll be like, oh my God, he's right.
All right. I'll give it a listen on my ride home. I don't know what Dave's going to do. Mm-hmm. Probably not listen to it.
He's not going to. Have you even seen Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Both of them?
At least one of them.
Did you like the cartoon?
I don't remember it.
Oh, my God. What about you?
How old are you?
83.
You're 83?
I'm 30.
All right. It's a little... Might be a little young for the Ghostbusters cartoon.
You think so?
Yeah.
That is a fucking robbed childhood right there.
Right?
Actually makes me glad I'm not younger, because that cartoon was the best.
Yeah. Between that and He-Man for me, those are my two... And Thundercats. I love Thundercats.
I loved... He-Man was so-so for me. I loved Thundercats, and I loved G.I. Joe.
Never got into G.I. Joe.
Loved it. Loved the toys. Loved all the movies and the cartoon, all of that. Especially with the PSAs at the end.
Mm.
But the fucking Ghostbusters cartoon...
So good.
So good.
So good.
And what a great line of toys came out of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thundercats had a sick line of toys also.
Sure did.
So did He-Man.
Yeah. Like, from the moment I could walk, I used to have a He-Man sword down the back of my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember the Castle Grayskull playset?
I have the Castle Grayskull playset.
Now?
In still. My house.
Wow, that's
right
impressive.
Right now.
That's really impressive.
I also have the Ghostbusters
firehouse.
Ooh. I've got... No, I didn't get the Thundercats one. That was one I didn't have. Do you remember Marshall Bravestar, by the way?
Not even a little
bit. That was out for like 30 minutes and then gone.
There was this line of toys. They were fairly squishy. They were army. It was like a combination of army men and food. So like like the sergeant was a donut. Like there was a slice of pizza. And they all had like army gear on. I can't remember what the hell they're called now. That's gonna have to be looked up. Then there was also this line of lizards. It was like a race of lizards that had these shells on them that stuck to their backs, and they worked as you know those things that you flip inside out and then they pop up.
Yeah, just to interrupt you real quick, it was called Food Fighters. Rear army things, it looks like.
Yes. And there was two factions, the good guys and the bad guys.
Yeah. I can't find that part.
Do you remember those?
No. I remember Supernaturals, though. I never had any of them. I wanted them.
I don't know what that is.
They were action figures that had like this hologram thing where the face and the torso would be. It looked cool, but I bet it was dumb as all hell.
I feel like one of the He-Man figures had that.
One of them did, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't remember who.
Me neither. Which is really disappointing me. Hey, Dave, do you remember? You know, what with your in-depth knowledge of pop culture?
I'm dying right now that I can't remember the bad guy from He-Man.
From He-Man?
Yeah.
Skeletor.
Skeletor, Jesus.
Good Lord.
I knew
it. Assisted by Evil-Inn and Beast-Man and Triclops. Come
I
on.
Knew that Skeletor Bruh. Was... had a skeleton face and like a fucking... like a diesel body.
Yeah.
And I knew he lived in Castle Grayskull.
Nope, Skeletor lives in Snake Mountain.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He-Man was in Castle
Grayskull.
Well,
the Sorceress was in Castle Grayskull.
Who?
The Sorceress.
Don't know.
She was basically the wizard that gave him his powers.
I thought Castle Grayskull was his, like, base.
It theoretically was.
Okay. God knows a lot about He-Man.
Yo, I wasn't playing games.
You were not.
No.
What about
the Masters of the Universe movie used to freak me out, and I love it. I love it to this day.
Who played him?
Who played who? Skeletor was Frank Langella. Dolph Lundgren was He-Man.
It was Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, but I've been wrong before, so I wasn't sure if it was him or not.
No, it was very much Dolph Lundgren.
Who's like a fucking PhD scientist in real life.
Is he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if he's a PhD, but I do think he's like a real deal scientist.
So is Dave.
Yep.
Nuclear physicist, just like Denise Richards in that one James Bond movie.
Ah, yes. Was that Jinx? No, that was Halle Berry.
No, she was Christmas Jones, I think, or something like that. Because at the end of the movie, Bond says the Christmas isn't only going to come once this year.
That's an awesome line.
Yeah, but it was delivered so poorly. I was just like, ugh.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
A line that good, doesn't matter how you deliver it. Are there any lines delivered well in the James Bond movies? I feel like most of them are fairly corny.
Oh, they're fairly corny, but they're delivered with conviction.
Okay.
This one wasn't delivered with conviction was my problem with it. If you're going to go full cornball, I have no problem with it, but you better... by the bit.
Well, yeah, but you're also talking about an actor whose greatest role was playing the replacement father figure in Mrs. Doubtfire.
That is not true. His greatest role was as Remington Steele, sir.
Was not.
Yes, it was.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Nope. Remington Steele. Mrs. Doubtfire is a close second, but Remington Steele wins.
I don't know.
Back to the songs, Do It Like a Lady. That was a pretty good song from a movie. I enjoyed that greatly.
Have you been looking on your phone?
What song and movie is that?
Yeah.
What's that?
What movie is that from?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Isn't it Dude Looks Like a Lady?
Well, I think they... but they in the movie, they sing it, Do It Like a Lady.
And are you talking about the Aerosmith song?
Yes.
That's not from a movie.
Yes, it's in the movie.
That's not what... Clearly, that wasn't the rules of engagement here, Dave.
What is going on?
I don't know.
What is going on?
Is your brain the McDonald's cup right now?
Do you
now?
Have a cough button you can just hold down for the rest of the show?
No, I don't.
Do you see that McDonald's cup? The one that looks like spread butt cheeks?
Yeah, so I did. And I don't know, first of all, how the fuck did they not notice that?
I think they did. Somebody did notice it,
yeah.
And that's why it went through.
Yeah. You think so?
I think so. That's the only awesome.
Like a disgruntled employee.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I'm gonna put this on the cup. This shit looks like somebody spreading their ass cheeks. Happy holidays. What I don't know, and maybe this is just how warped my mind has become, I don't know what the fuck it really is.
Nope.
What is that picture supposed to actually be?
I've got no idea.
No idea, right?
No clue. I didn't even see it. I didn't even see the link of like, haha, look what this looks like. I just saw the picture and went, that is some spread butt cheeks. What's going on here, McDonald's?
Seriously, that's one step away from them doing like a picture of the star from the nativity scene, like right in the middle, so that it looks like somebody's asshole. Like, that's how much this looks like somebody bending over, spreading their butt cheeks.
It's pretty impressive.
It looks so much like that, and so much not like anything else.
Yeah,
I feel like that's just what it is.
Yeah, I feel like they looked at all the controversy over Starbucks cups and been like, "Hold my beer, what I can do."
We got to get in on this. Absolutely, that is, it's an awesome cup.
Yeah,
does anybody know what it really is? Has anybody looked?
No.
I looked into it.
I don't want to ruin the magic of it, but Dave's
I looked into it if you guys want me to ruin the magic.
Go for it.
I feel like that's my place. You know? It's supposed to be two people holding one cup each, like clinking, like cheers.
Shit, that doesn't look like that.
That's the worst answer.
My 4-year-old could draw that picture better than that cup.
Yeah.
Your dog could do that.
Yeah, better. Easily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Easily, and it wouldn't look like a spread butt cheek. It's crazy how much it looks like that.
It's horrifying.
That shit is definitely on purpose, man.
It's got to be.
There's no other way it could be on purpose.
Yeah.
That is... It's
good for them, though.
Oh, yeah, no.
Good for them.
I mean, if I didn't already more or less buy every executive at McDonald's a huge pile of cocaine and a gold Lamborghini... I'd say I'd support them more, but, you know, I can't.
Yeah, you're a big...
I physically cannot do it.
If I were them, I would just own that shit.
Yeah.
Just be like, you know what? We're sorry. Like, just fire somebody that's up high in their creative department and just blame that guy. Be like, yeah, it's a picture of spread butt cheeks. Like, this guy was being a dick. He's fired, and own it. Don't tell me it's anything else. I'm like, you guys are fucking lying. You are lying. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm wondering if the Shamrock Shake next year is going to come in a cup that has a picture of the Shamrock upside down so it looks like a dick.
Yeah. they might
as
well. A dick
with a third ball.
They might as well. Just go.
Yeah.
Just steer into that skid, McDonald's. Put nipples on the top of the golden arches, you know, so it looks like a top view of some boobies or something. Like, just do it. You know, what else do they have to lose at this point? Nobody's gonna stop drinking McDonald's because that cup looks like butt cheeks.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm.
If you own it, I think people will respect it more.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You start numbering the cups, that way you get limited edition versions of the butt cheeks.
That's why I think when Trump won the election, he should, instead of going like, he should have been like, guys, seriously, I was just fucking around. I had no idea you were this dumb.
You heard the quote from Gingrich the other day, where apparently he was having a conversation with Trump. He was like, I didn't realize how much stuff was going to have to be done with this.
Oh, man. Like, that's...
What?
That's great.
That sums up exactly what I thought.
Like, yeah.
That just perfectly encapsulates what I thought this presidency would be.
So I was thinking about the meme where he's at the computer and it shows his Google search, what does the president do? Which brought me to another meme that I thought of the other day. not that I thought of, but I remember from seeing the other day, I should say, because I can't take credit for this. This is a gem, and you should look it up. But you need to Google Farafik Fark, F-U-R-A-F-I-C space F-A-R-K, and look up the meme for Farafik Fark, and tell me that it's not one of the all times.
I've seen this.
You know which one I'm talking about? With the dinosaur with the huge overbite? Yep. Tell me that shit's not hysterical.
Awesome.
I get it. It's not genius. It's moderately creative, but there's just something about the way that dinosaur looks. And I can imagine him talking in my head saying Farafik Fark. It kills me every time.
Awesome.
I know not the best segment for a podcast is something that's a complete visual medium, but hopefully our listeners will play along and
look it up
and go
themselves.
And look at it, because it's worth it.
I'd promise that we'd post it on our Twitter feed or something, but I don't think that we're going to do that.
We can't make that promise.
No.
Unless Dominique happens to listen and throw it up there for us. Maybe she'll remember, because we fucking certainly won't. I got a new phone. Can't even get into our Twitter anymore. can't even do it.
Also, that means you didn't see the tweet back from my dad?
Mm-mm. Not at all.
So you remember 833 episodes ago where you were talking about my chocolate allergy, and if it was just my family,
if it was a hilarious prank,
yeah. And then if they admitted it, you'd buy them a beach house.
Yeah,
yeah. My dad responded with, "I told him he's not really allergic to chocolate. It's a joke we've played on him for 30 years. Home in Key West, please." Reference episode 36.
Absolutely, absolutely, pops. All I need to do is watch Ed eat some chocolate, and it's yours. Imagine that's Sophie's choice. A beach house in Key West or your son's life.
You might as well just go get the chocolate now.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I should have specified that I have to come down there and stay with them.
I'm sure they'd be fine.
Although after you die of a chocolate of a chocolate allergy, I'm sure they'll be wanting some company every once in a while. And I won't stay long.
They've got the dog. It's fine.
Yeah, that's true. Mm.
I mean, I like the dog way more than I like me, so I can only imagine everyone else does, too.
The dog would love Key West.
Mm. Oh, God. It's the best. It's the absolute best place on the planet.
Have your parents ever been there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We went with the dog before this one. We all went for my friend's wedding.
Excellent.
Mm. And it was the dopest thing. Dopest place I've ever been.
How'd the previous dog like it?
She loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little hot. But she got over it.
I feel like you get used to it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we weren't there long enough for anybody to get used to it.
I meant if they lived there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you have to get used to it.
Yeah. So.
And also, when you're in Key West, you're going to be drunk 90% of the time anyway, so who's going to notice?
It's true.
What I wouldn't give to be homeless in Key West.
This is the second time that's come up.
All you have to give is just jump in the car, man. I'll do it. I don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
My wife likes the house and the dog and the kids. She wouldn't want to leave them. I, on the other hand, might be able to be convinced. You know, so we were gonna talk about this before, but at the sake of me not having anything else to talk about, I said let's hold off. You were about to say something about the Golden Globes.
So here's the most exciting thing that I've ever seen. So the Golden Globe nominations came out, I think it was yesterday. It could have been today. I don't know.
Did Central Intelligence get nominated for anything?
I don't know. All I heard, and this is on my way to here, so it was real brief, but there's for best musical or comedy movie. You have Foster Florence Jenkins up against Deadpool.
Wait. What is Foster Florence
that
Jenkins?
That is a movie set in, I think, World War II times, where some crazy lady who thinks that she can sing, but she cannot sing, holds a concert. So it's basically a precursor to every YouTube celebrity.
Gotcha.
and, you know, it's supposed to be some inspiring story, but it's starring Meryl Streep versus Deadpool, the dick and fart joke superhero comedy starring Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And I just really want that. I cannot wait to see those two go head to head in one
category.
In one category.
Do you know who else is in that category?
I feel like that's a weird
pair of genres to put together, musicals and comedies.
You have 20th Century Women, Florence Foster Jenkins, La La Land, Sing Street, and Deadpool.
I don't know what the fuck any of those except for Deadpool is.
La La Land is the new Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling movie that I think just came out last week or is coming out this week.
Is that a comedy?
It's a musical. Musical comedy.
Jeez.
Yeah. So I'll be seeing that at some point. As we all know, love me them musicals. But yeah, so Deadpool versus Meryl Streep, man. It's going to be a good time.
Who do you think's going to win that?
Probably one of the movies that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Either 20th Century Women or Sing Street, neither of which I've ever
heard of. I
feel like
I've heard of Sing Street. I just don't know
I've never heard of any of those. Not even close.
I don't know.
Meryl Streep versus Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
In a fight to the death.
Yeah. Celebrity sex tape. Either way, someone's going down.
And someone's making a lot of money.
I see what you did there. I didn't even know that the Golden Globes came out. The nominations.
Yeah. I didn't either. I've been so just disconnected on everything that it's just been... That was a real surprise.
Dave?
Yeah, I've been really daving it up for the past week.
Yeah, seriously. Welcome back to the world.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, man. It's okay-ish to be here, mm-hmm. I guess.
Try to avoid it.
That's actually more positive than most of your answers have been about the world for the past month.
Yeah, well, it's only going to get better from here.
Progress.
Yeah. So on that marginally uplifting note...
Yeah, I really do think that... After hearing something semi-positive out of you, we should probably just cut and run.
Yeah. Yeah? I'm gonna have to make up for it and be like, I hate everything.
Yeah, no, let's do it. I'm going to say, I hope you have a nice weekend.
I hope you have a nice weekend, Jeff.
I hope you find your way to some delicious treats in Bryant Park.
Oh,
I hope you meet the man that...
I hope I don't.
I do.
Because I'm afraid he's going to be intimidated by how well-dressed I am.
Mm, he might be.
You will let us know if you get hit on by anybody, right?
Of course.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? I'll text you guys, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay. All
right.
Next week. Works for me.
Yep.
Yeah. Come on, now.
Perfect.
Dave?
Jeff?
Go propose to your girlfriend already, would you please?
Yeah.
I'll try.
Get the fucking lead out. That's all I got.
Bye, Dave.
Bye, Ed.